Joining us in the studio now is Ella Kim, a junior doctor specialising in ophthalmology on the Junior Doctors Committee, also for the Christian Medical Fellowship. Morning to you, Kim.
Morning.
Ella, morning to you, Ella. So tell us, why did you decide to become a doctor?
Oh, that's a good question. So we have to decide when we're still at school. So I was about 17, 18 when I was making that decision. At that time, I'd become very passionate about my faith and about serving Jesus through work. So at that time I thought about perhaps going to Bible college or becoming a missionary to use my life to serve Jesus. And at that time I was thinking, oh, how best can I serve him? Jesus, who has died for me and saved me, and I wanted to use my whole life to serve him. And my parents actually mentioned, you know, it's good to become a missionary or go to Bible college, but actually it's really useful to have a skill to serve wherever you go. And I really enjoyed science. I found the human body absolutely fascinating when I was studying it in school. I wanted to do something that was quite practical. I knew I wanted to be meeting with people every day, not just behind a computer screen at a desk the whole day. So I knew I wanted to do something practical, serving people, and it's just really fascinating. So yeah,
it's such a massively long time to study for, and I imagine then continually keeping up to date with the latest developments. But what's your day-to-day work like at the moment?
So at the moment, I'm as you mentioned, I'm working in ophthalmology, which is eyes or eye surgery. And each day can be quite different because every day I'm seeing different patients, and so lots of different things can come in, different injuries, different conditions, different operations we need to do. So each day can be quite varied, but in general, most of my work is clinic based. So I'm seeing patients in clinics, do operations, so surgical things. And then some patients do stay on the wards as well. So I might go and see patients on the wards, various different treatments, injections that we do in clinics and things like that. So it is quite varied.
Is it a long day?
It can vary. So my longest day goes from 7:30 in the morning till 8 p.m. But usually it depends on which shift you're doing.
How's your faith encouraged you in the job that you do?
Oh, my faith has encouraged me in so many ways in my job. So so firstly, as I mentioned, I find the human body absolutely fascinating. And when I get taken aback when I'm examining someone. I think, wow, God has created this. God has designed this intricate body that with all these different mechanisms working together. And so firstly, it reminds me of how good and how amazing God is. Also, being able to work with lots of different people from different backgrounds and different walks of life, I'm able to see just the variety of people that God has created, and I can give thanks to God for that. But also in the difficult times when work is hard, when hours are long, when we feel underappreciated, and you know, sometimes when work is hard sometimes, and at those times it's good to remember that God is still good. God is still in control. And wherever he's put us, we can be serving him through what he's given us to do.
And what is it like to work for the NHS? Because we all know that the NHS and staff in particular, of course, have been under huge pressure.
Yeah, so it's both a joy and a struggle. So the joys are, as I mentioned, just seeing lots of different patients, working with lots of different inspiring people, fascinating work that we're doing, being able to make a difference to people's lives. So lots of really great things. It is a struggle as well, though, as I mentioned. A lot of our rotas are understaffed, which means that the rest of us are having to take on extra shifts, work longer hours, have more workload on our clinic lists and things like that. So it can be a struggle, particularly for junior doctors as well. It's hard because we move around a lot. I graduated 4 years ago, so now I'm a little bit more stable in the fact that I've been in the same hospital for a year now. I'm moving on to the next hospital in August. But when you first graduate, you're moving departments every 4 months, getting to know a new team, a new specialty. On top of that, there's exams that we've got to take and various hurdles we've got to get past to progress onto the next level. And also, I think a particular struggle for junior doctors is that because we have different shifts that are changing all the time, different locations, it can often be quite difficult to be very involved in church, home groups, getting in quality time with God every day. So there are lots of different struggles as well. Yeah.
Just finally, Ella, how can we be praying for you and your colleagues? Because just talking to you now, it's clear that you're so passionate about being a Christian, and that kind of must seep into your work. Yeah. How can we help you with that?
Oh, thank you. Please pray that all Christian healthcare professionals just continue to want to be serving God where we are, to be living and speaking for Jesus where he's put us. Please pray for the new junior doctors that will be starting this August and all the other doctors that will be moving rotations, that we would be working faithfully, that we would work hard and work for the Lord.
Thank you ever so much for your time
for
this morning,
giving us a bit
of a glimpse on what I believe today is a day off, isn't it?
Yes.
So you've taken out some of your holiday time to come and see us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you ever so much. In the studio with us is Ella Kim, Junior Doctor on the Junior Doctor Committee for the Christian Medical Fellowship.